Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Beverly from Northern Illinois. Big fan of your show. I have been in EPP for a few weeks now, and it's been tons of fun listening to everybody's stories. I had written in maybe 3 weeks ago this story, but I thought it'd be better if I had told it. So I was maybe about 8 or 9 years old, and at the time, my best friend was 2 years older than me. They were family friends that we spent a lot of time with. So I was at her house for the day. Both of her parents were out at work. So we were home alone. And she lived in this cute little ranch-styled house where her bedroom was in the basement. The basement was only halfway done. So the stairs were wood and everything else was concrete besides like her bedroom and then her stepbrother's bedroom at the end of the hallway. So needless to say, besides the room, it was really creepy. So her and I were in her bedroom. We had the door cracked open and we were playing with our dolls. It was something we did all the time, nothing out of the usual. And we had heard the front door upstairs open. Now, she had 6 dogs at the time, and each and every one of those dogs started barking. And we thought, oh, maybe it's just her stepdad getting home from work, because it sounded like it was really heavy boots walking across their wood floors. So we screamed up, "Hi, Jeff. We're downstairs if you need us." And we continued to play with our dolls. Well, the boots made their way across the floor really slowly. The dogs still barking, kind of freaking out. And they made their way down her wooden stairs to her basement. So we thought, oh, maybe Jeff's just coming by to come say hi to us since he got home from work. And so her and I looked out her bedroom door, and a tall man in like a trench coat walked by, and her and I were petrified. We hadn't recognized who he was. It definitely was not her stepdad. And at first we thought, oh my God, there's an intruder in the house. So we had gotten up to look down the hallway, and we caught him disappearing through the end of the hallway in the wall. Needless to say, her and I'm 8 years old, she's 10 years old, we're absolutely petrified. And so we slammed the door to her room, locked it, turned the lights off, and hid underneath her blankets and sobbed until her mother got home from work and came downstairs and was looking for us. We had told her the story. Of course, her mom didn't believe us, just thought we were making stories because we were two young girls, blah, blah, blah. Recently, I had connected with this friend from when I was little, and she had told me that after we had fallen apart as friends, she continued to have odd things happening in her house. When she was older, her fiancé had moved in with her, and he had episodes of sleepwalking into her bedroom, which had been completely empty, and he'd sway back and forth and stare into the nothingness, and she'd have to bring him back to the other room at the end of the hallway. It was always just a really creepy atmosphere down there. Little history about the house. They had bought it at an auction because it was foreclosed for many, many years. I remember her mentioning that there had been potential gang activity in that house where they would use it as just like a hideout or just places for them to do drugs in. And I remember when they bought the house, there was graffiti everywhere. I mean, the house looks beautiful now, but yeah, it was pretty creepy seeing that old guy. We really don't know if it was a man who had lived in the house before, but it looms over us every single day. We would once in a while reconnect and be like, hey, do you remember when that happened? And yeah, we were both thinking about it, and I thought I would share this recording. So thanks for all you do. You guys definitely help me stay entertained at work. People make fun of me saying, oh, Beb's listening to her ghost stories today. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.